In the news, there's a glimmer of hope for a 48-year-old Keswick woman fighting to get coverage for a life-saving chemotherapy cocktail. The doctor in charge of applying to get FOLFIRINOX approved is fast-tracking the process. But as Libby Znaimer tells us, it's still up to the government to make a final decision.
When we knew that FOLFIRINOX was coming down the pipeline, we actually put a hold on some of our other projects because we thought this was an important treatment to bring forward. So we've made it a priority. The FOLFIRINOX regimen is, in my mind, the only advance in pancreatic cancer that we have had in the past 30 or 40 years.
That's Dr. Jim Biaggi. He's leading the Cancer Care Ontario group that's preparing the request for provincial funding of FOLFIRINOX, the drug cocktail that has dramatically shrunk the tumors on Lydia Toporowski's pancreas and lungs. His report will be ready on Thursday, and he hopes that will help Lydia get coverage for the regimen that's costing her $3,400 a month.
I'm glad to hear that she's actually responding, and this is a remarkable therapy, and this is why the disease site group of Cancer Care Ontario wanted to make it a priority.
I'm thrilled. I think that's wonderful that I could have that kind of impact on this. Kind of emotional. It's not just for me, it's for other people.
But it's not a done deal. Once Dr. Biaggi's report is finished, it will be up to the province to make a final decision. He hopes they'll do it quickly.
I'm pleased that Lydia has been able to take her case public because anything that the system can do to speed up our approval process to get access to therapies that we believe are useful has got to be a constructive thing.
I'm Libby Znaimer for the new Classical 96.3 FM.